Amen. All my life, you are faithful. You have been faithful to Crossroads. You are faithful, God. Amen. Purihin natin ang Panginoon that He is indeed faithful through all generations. At sa umagang ito, nais po nating pagsaluhan ang kanyang mga salita. So, alam ko may hangover pa tayong lahat from the IDMC Crossroads Conference kahapon at nakaraang araw, Biyernes. Kamusta po? How much you have received from the Lord and how much you are ready to change, to move towards Christ's likeness, going through this journey of followership and discipleship in our Lord Jesus Christ. So, talagang amazing, no po, exciting, at yun, talagang makita natin ang bagong hakbang, reimagining discipleship in the eyes of the scripture, in the light of God's direction to all of us. Kaya po, hayaan natin busugin pa tayo ng Panginoon at pag-apawin niya po ang ating mga puso sa kanyang mga panuntunan sa ating lahat. Let us all together pray as we welcome the Lord teaching us today from His Word. Father, we thank You for today. We declare that You are faithful to all generations. You are with us, Lord, and You never leave us nor forsake us. Salamat, Panginoon, that we can feast on Your Word again and again, Lord, together in the community, together in this sanctuary, Crossroads. We bless Your name, for You fill us, Lord. You fill our cups overflowing, Lord God, up until, Lord God, we glory in You, in Your likeness, in Your beauty. Salamat, Panginoon, for this great privilege to walk upon Your Word. Here's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Psalm 105 na po, ito po, 100 verse 5, ito po ang ating theme verse for the celebration of the 40th year anniversary. Ang sabi po dun, for the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And I want to share with you Deuteronomy 7 verse 9. Ang sabi po dun, know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping His covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love and keep His commandments. Ito po ay salita ng Panginoon kay Moses. Muli po, basahin natin sabay-sabay. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping His commandment, keeping His covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love Him and keep His commandments. Napakayaman po ng mga salitang ito. Can we pause for a while and take a look at the important, the significant words na binibigay sa atin ng Panginoon mula po sa Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9. We have a challenge today, the point this season of our lives, to know that the Lord our God, He is God. He is faithful. He keeps His covenant not only to us, but to 1,000 generations next to us. And He keeps His covenant to those who love Him, to those who keep His commandments. The Lord bless the reading of His Word. So makita po natin dyan yung word na generations or generation. Sabi po ng Merriam-Webster, ang generation is a body of living beings constituting a single step in the line of descent from an ancestor. So ito po ay lineage, yan, kabuuan ng isang descent, no, ng mga lahi. Sino po ba ang pinakamatandang naabutan po ninyo? In your earliest memory, sino po ang pinakamatandang kamag-anak ang nakilala po ninyo at naabutan ninyo? Sa akin po ay naabutan ko pa ang nanay ng lola ko. Alright? So, that's my fourth generation. Ako po yung lola ng lola ko, and then yung lola ko, and then yung tatay ko o yung nanay ko, tapos ako po. So I'm wondering and I'm thinking kung makikita ko pa kaya yung fourth generation ko. Ayan. So hopefully, no, makita pa natin. And yun, natatandaan ko ang tawag namin dun sa lola ng tatay ko ay ano po, mamam. Ayan. Dun naman po sa lola ng nanay ko ay Lola Barang. Ang saya po noon, I was about siguro mga 5 years old. Tanda ko yan. That was my earliest moment na meron ako makita na, ooh, mayroong matanda sa bahay. Pero ako po yung lagi nilang kausap. So, darating din naman ang panahon na tayo yung pinakamatanda sa henerasyon. And it is exciting to imagine, no? Ano kaya magiging itsura natin at ano magiging pakiramdam natin as we see yung kaapu-apuhan natin, yung tinatawag nga sa Tagalog na apo sa tuhod, apo sa talampakan. Yun. So anyway, this is the wonder of generations, no? And in the Bible, makita po natin ang iba't ibang paggamit ng salita generation. It implies history, no? Makita po natin in the book of Genesis, no, the napakita po natin dyan sa chapter 2, binanggit po dyan na these are the generations, no, from Adam and then so on and so forth. So generation implies history. Number 2, generation implies family register. So ito po yung recording, no, ng history from Adam and then the generations of Abraham, the generations of Jacob, and so on. So meron din tayong contemporary race or contemporary generation. Not only this history, family register, but generation implies manner of life. Ayan. So sa Bible, pinapakita dyan na who shall declare his generation? Kasi meron mo ding ibang generation eh. Yung tinatawag ni Jesus na the generation of vipers or the brood of vipers. Yan. So meron tayong distinction. Yung generation, nagpapakita rin ito ng manner of life, ng distinction of life. Kanino ka bang lahi? Kanino ka ba nakabilang? Something like that. Are you part of the generation of vipers or brood of vipers? Or you, yung sinasabi ni Peter sa 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, that you are a chosen generation. And not only that, pinapakita rin na yung generation ay period of life. No? Sa mga panahon nila Abraham, ang isang henerasyon ay bumibilang ng 100 taon. Centennial, no, bago magkaroon ng susunod na henerasyon. Subalit, nung panahon na ni Moses, ay naiba na ang bilang o yung length of time or yung period of time para tawaging isang henerasyon. At naging 38 years na lamang po yun. Dahil makita po natin yung pagliligtas ng Panginoon sa mga Israelita mula sa Ehipto patungo sa Promised Land, 38 years po yun eh. 38 years at yung buong henerasyon po na yon ay talagang hindi nakarating dun sa Promised Land because of their rebellion, idolatry, and unfaithfulness to God. Therefore, the new generation, the generation of Joshua, Caleb, now had arrived to the Promised Land. So magandang pag-aralan ang generation or generations, no, in its term, but most especially, no, sa kanyang lalim, sa kanyang weight ng pag-i-imply, bakit nga ba may generation, bakit binibilang o pinapahiwatigan sa Biblia ang mga henerasyon. Now let's go back muna po sa ating po present time, sa ating present race, no. Let us understand the multi-generational culture from the 1900s to the present, parang 100 taon at 121 years. Let's take a look. Now, meron po ditong limang multi-generational culture na ating i-present. Let's take a look. Number one is the generation of the builders. Ayan. Ang taon po nila ay 1927 to 1945. Ngayon po ay itong mga builders po na ito ay nasa 94 years old to 76 years old. May kakilala po ba kayong mga builders ngayon? Meron pa po ba tayong mga builders ngayon online? I think my nanay is a builder. Belong to builders generation. 77 na po si Nanay Fen. How about you, mga ka-crossroad o mga bisita po namin? Meron pa po ba dito mga builders? Ayan. Ang mga experiences po nila ay World War II. Pinukwento ng nanay ko, pinanganak siya noong panahon ng Hapon. Ang home staple or ibig sabihin itong pakikita sa bahay, no? Ang nakagisna na dito ay ang radio. Ayan. Ang employment noon ay agriculture, industrial. Ang values noon ay family unity, loyalty, stability, honor, respect. No? And then come the baby boomers, 1945 to 1964. Pwede po bang magpakilala ang mga baby boomers dito? 76 to 67. 76 to 57 years old. Ito na po kayo na po yung post-World War II. Bakit na po baby boomers? Ayan, marami nang naging baby pagkatapos ng World War II. Nakita na muli ang mga nanay at mga tatay na sumama sa himagsikan. So, they had their time together. And maganda po, nagkaroon ng development dito sa yung home staple, tinatawag ay, wow, meron ng telephone, no? And sa employment, ayan, industrial, meron tayong industrial. And then sa values, ay makita po natin dito na meron two-parent home. Ayan, nakita po natin dalawang yung sa loob ng tahanan ay nandiyan si tatay at si nanay. So 90% daw po nung panahon ng 1960 ay ang mga nanay ay talagang nag-i-stay sa tahanan. All right. Ito na. Puntahan na natin ang susunod na generational culture, Generation X, Gen X. Ayan, 1965 to 1982. Pwede pang itaas ang kamay? Ayan, marami na siguro. At dito na rin ipinanganak ang Crossworld, 1981. Ano na ba ang panahon nito? Ako po ay Gen X, born in 1971. 56 years old to 39 years old. Ayan, ito na yung panahon ng mga jukebox. Meron na tayo mga videos, motion picture, cable TV, and MTV. At sa mga bahay, makikita na natin ang television, no? May radio na, telephone, and then television. Ang employment noon ay corporate. At makita natin ang value sa family. Both the mother and the father are at work. Yan, kasi nga, corporate na ang kanilang employment. Nagkakaroon na ng separation ng sacred and secular things, no? Dito, marami ang mga nagkaroon ng revival. Na-remember ko, dito sa Pilipinas, talagang yung mga crusades, no? Ang dami po niyan. Sa mga plaza, sa mga public places, wow, we see a lot of crusades at mga concerts, Christian concerts. Ayan, kami po ang mga Gen X. Sumunod po ay ang mga millennials. Millennials born in 1983 to 2003. Sino po ang mga millennials dito? Pwede po ba mag-heart emoticon po kayo? 36 years old to 18. Ayan, yung pong tatlo kong anak ay nasa millennial age. Tawag po sa kanila dati ay Gen Y. Pero yun nga, mas gamit na po ang salitang millennials. Ito na yung panahon ng mga personal computers. Employment, like corporate, technology. Nagkaroon na tayo ng information explosion through internet. Ayan, we can get information easily without wisdom. Ibig sabihin, hindi na pinag-iisipan. Nandiyan na po lahat. Like for example, before, no, kapag nag-research tayo, kailangan pa natin ng encyclopedia, kailangan pa natin ng dictionary, ng thesaurus. Pero ngayon, wow, isang click na lang, Google, hindi na tayo nag-iisip, nandiyan na ang internet. Well, in the millennial, respect is earned, not given. Past results ang kanilang hinahanap, independence, no? They wanted to raise themselves on their own and spiritual but not necessarily religious, and they are radical, no? They want to radically change the world, and they work at home kahit na naka-t-shirt lang, naka-shorts, naka-pajama, and yun, makita rin natin dito na yun, yung Christian clubs ay irrelevant na. So, dati-dati, talagang marami pa kaming nung mga panahon ng Gen X, may mga sumusali pa kami sa mga para-church organization, tinatawag. Labas na mga organization sa church, no? Mayroong mga organization for youth camps, may mga organization sa mga pag-awit, may mga Christian organization sa pagsayaw. Talagang ang dami po niyan. But in the time of the millennials, talagang independent na on their own. And the last, tingnan po natin sa ating present race, ating present generation, is yung I generation. Ito na yung mga pinanganak ng 2004 up to the present. Kayo yung mga 17 years old and below. Ayan, meron po akong isang anak na nasa I generation. Tingnan po natin, no? Ano na yung development sa home staple, mga connections natin, smartphones, no? All interactive. Akalain po yung TV channels, ay lahat na po yan ay obsolete na. Bakit? Kasi meron ang tinatawag na apps or application. And ang employment nila, anything goes, no? Kayang gawin lahat ng bagay at the same time, something like that. At hindi na sila after dun sa kung ano yung natapos mong kurso, yun ang kukuhanin mong trabaho. So anything goes na po. And makita po natin ang values po nila dito. Ang I generation, yes, nabawasan po yung dati po yung mga yung baby boomers ng world post World War II, 90% of the mommies or the mothers stay at home. Pero ngayon po in the I generation, 67% na lamang po ng mga nanay ang nasa tahanan. Nasa na po yung remaining 33%. They are up in abroad working outside the country. So, this generation is craving for meaningful relationships. They need an authentic messages. Akalain niyo po yun in 60 seconds. No? Ayaw na po nila ng mga mahabang kwento, mahabang explanation. Come to talaga pong, bigay mo na sa kanila yung bottom line of everything. Well, we see the passing of generation, the changes of time, no? At hindi natin pwedeng isipin o tanungin, sino bang tama? Whose generation has the right thing? Kanino ba yung tamang generation? Kanino yung magandang generation? Or parang, kanino ba yung pwede natin ibalik na generation? No? Wala pong right thing and wrong thing when it comes to generation. Because generation is just a thing, it's a culture, it's an experience, it's a context of life that God had instituted for every one of us. Siguro ngayon dito sa church, sa ating online worship, ay mayroon tayong representation from different generational culture, from the builders to baby boomers to Generation X to millennials to I generation. Hindi natin pwedeng ituro na sino yung magaling, sino yung maganda, sino yung best, sino yung mali, sino yung pangit. No, maganda po dito na makita natin na in all generations, older, mid-age, young, children, we can trust God. We can see God in every generation. We can see Him in His Word. And yun ang magandang pag-usapan na looking back in the time of the builders, how did God show up to them? In the time of the baby boomers, how did God provide for them? In the time of the Gen X, millennials, and right now, how does God, no, show Himself to all of us? So it is all about the divine appointment for us na bakit hindi ako nabuhay ng World War II or bakit hindi ako nabuhay in the future. Yan po ay disenyo ng Panginoon. For what reason? For us to see His faithfulness in the generation, in the time that we were born. Kaya ngayon po, in the 40 years of Crossroad, ang dami ng dinaanan ng Crossroad. At isa lamang po sana ang magniningi at ang magningas sa ating mga puso. Ito ay ang katapatan ng Diyos sa lahat ng panahon. He is faithful. Faithful means steadfast in affection or allegiance. Faithful means loyal, constant, dedicated, devoted, no? Tapat. At paulit-ulit po natin yung binibigay. Yung pagkasabi natin tapat, ispelingin natin, T-A-P-A-T. Balik pa rin po natin. Tapat pa din po yan. Yan ang ating Panginoon. He is steadfast in His affection. God is faithful. And we celebrate His faithfulness. And the fact or quality of being true to one's word or commitment. This is God's faithfulness. He is true to us, to His word, and to His promises. So let us take a look at the characteristics of God in His faithfulness. Tatlong bagay po. Number one, God's faithfulness is infinite. In Psalm 36 verse 5, ang sabi po niya dyan, Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, Your faithfulness to the skies. So imagine po natin, wala po tayo nung panahon ng hapon at hindi rin po natin alam hanggang kailang henerasyon tayo aabutin. Nagbago-bago man ang panahon, nagbago-bago man ang mga tao, nagbago-bago man ang mga paningin po natin, ang circumstances natin. Pero makita po natin dito na talagang hindi nauubos ang katapatan ng Diyos. His love reaches to the heavens, His faithfulness to the skies. So, huwag po natin kakalimutan that God's faithfulness is infinite, unlimited. Hindi kayang maubos, hindi kayang arukin ng ating kaisipan. We are so amazed how God showed His faithfulness to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And sometimes iniisip natin, Lord, sana ganun din, maramdaman ko din yung faithfulness mo. Pero, ang hinahanap natin, kung ano yung nangyari kay Abraham, pinagpala siya ng ganun karami at yumaman si Jacob ng ganun kayaman. Kaya hinahanap natin, yayaman din ba ako? Magkakaroon din ba mga pamanang kasing dami ng kay Abraham? And we tend to look at the things, the promise itself, kaysa po dun sa the promise keeper. So right now, we can see, wow, hindi nalilimitahan ang Diyos. Kaya look up, no, and see beyond things na talagang, wow, He is faithful. Number two, not only is infinite, but His faithfulness is also infallible. It's unfailing. Sabi po sa Psalm 89 verse 30, But I will not take my love from Him, nor will I ever betray my faithfulness. Amen? Grabe po ang katapatan ng Diyos. Marami po sa atin ang umapasok sa relasyon because we want companionship. We want someone, no? We want a group of people or a family to stand by, no? With. At sa pagkaedad natin, yung nga, sinasabi ng iba na gusto ko magkaroon ako ng anak para pagtanda ko may mag-aalaga sa akin. Alam niyo po yun. Pero sa katotohanan ng buhay, when we look at the phases of life, darating po talaga na the couple will experience empty nest, no? Yung pong mga anak natin ay aalis din po yan at they will have their own lives. And not only that, yung panahon natin, no, mag-asawa, hindi po palaging nandyan. Mayroon ding pagliban at mayroon ding panahon na hindi sila magiging tapat sa atin. At darating din ang time na may mauuna sa atin pauwi sa langit. All human relationships, no, ay talaga pong temporal. But our relationship with the Lord lasts forever, and this is unfailing. Yan po ang katapatan ng Panginoon. Kaya di ba, kung tayo ay papasok sa isang relasyon, hindi tayo maghahanap ng isang tao na makakasama natin na iiwan sa atin o ipagpapalit tayo o kaya titingin sa iba kung kasama ka. No? Tumitingin sa iba. We don't want this kind of people or this relationship. And siguro ganun din sa Panginoon na when He promised, no, to us that He will be with us, ang sabi niya dito, nor will I ever betray my faithfulness. Grabe po yan. Lagi ko po yan iniisip at dito po umiikot ang buhay natin. Dapat na people will betray us, people will be unfaithful to us, people will leave us, but God won't. Hindi po niya tayo iiwan, hindi niya tayo pagpapalit, hindi niya tayo ipagliliban ng tingin. Sabi niya dito, I will never, ever betray my faithfulness to you. We have a faithful God. Amen? And number three, immutable. Ibig sabihin ng immutable, unchanging. In Malachi chapter 3 verses 6 to 7, sabi po dito, I, the Lord, do not change. So you, the descendants of Jacob, were not destroyed. Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord. So, sana po makita natin dito ang salita ng Panginoon. I, the Lord, do not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Ang atin lamang pong nais sana na dito makita sa mula sa atin po ay manatili tayo sa Diyos. At kung sakaling naligaw po tayo at nakapaghakbang po tayo ng palayo sa Panginoon, ang sabi dito ay bumalik tayo sa Kanya at nandun lamang siya. I, the Lord, do not change. This gives us confidence. This gives us security. Knowing the faithfulness of the Lord, the characteristics of God's faithfulness, tayo po ang pinaka malakas siguro ang loob, tayo po ang mayroong pinaka confident and secured hearts walking in this dark, uncertain life here in this world, na knowing I have a faithful God and His faithfulness is infinite, infallible, immutable, wow, talaga pong we will really have this security in life. So, purihin ng Panginoon. The faithfulness of God is throughout generation. At kung makita po natin na hindi pala nasusukat at walang sukat at walang katapusan at hindi nagbabagong katapatan ng Panginoon, what then shall be our response to Him? Tatlong bagay po. Number one, celebrate His faithfulness. Kaya po, in the 40th year of Crossroad Church, tayo po ay nagse-celebrate. We glorify God in everything He had done, in everything He is doing, and in everything He is about to do. Allow me to read Psalm 100 verses 1 to 5, at pamaya po ay expound ito sa atin ni Pastor Anne. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. So, meron po dito mga postures of celebration. There is shouting of joy, worship, there is knowing God, entering, coming to His presence, giving thanks to Him. Why? Because the Lord is good, His love endures forever, His faithfulness continues through all generations. Ito po yung siguro yung mamibis natin ngayon. Now that we are celebrating online, we cannot hear, no, the uproar of our shouting and praising and worshiping God together in the sanctuary. But siguro this is our moment, no, in our own special way to really pour out our thanksgiving, worship, gratitude, and joy unto the Lord. Glorify Him. Celebrate. Celebrate His faithfulness. Bawal ang nakasibamot. Bawal ang nalulungkot. Bawal ang napipighati. Because His faithfulness is infinite. His faithfulness is immutable. His faithfulness is infallible. Amen? And number two, rest in His faithfulness. Restedness doesn't mean na tayo pa'y walang gagawin. Rest is coming to the presence of the Lord. It's just like, halimbawa po, di ba, pagka sobrang pagod na po tayo sa trabaho, ano po yung hinahanap natin? Rest. Yan. So, ano pong gagawin natin para po tayo makarest? So, ayun na, iisipin mo na kung ano yung gusto mong panoorin sa Netflix. Iisipin mo na kung ano yung gusto mong kainin. Iisipin mo na kung saan ka pupwesto sa bahay. Or kaya, maglalabas ka muna. Saan pang lugar pwedeng ngayon magpahangin? Because I want to rest. So, this is restedness. We find the place. We find the silence and solitude. We find our security. We find yung kung talagang presence, yung aura, yung atmosphere where we can feel rejuvenated, where we can feel, wow, ma-renew ang isip ko, magbalik ang aking lakas. Kaya po, when we say rest in His faithfulness, hanapin po natin siya. Hanapin po natin ang Diyos, hanapin po natin ang Kanyang kapahingahan, at masusumpungan po natin ang Kanyang tulong at ang Kanyang pagpapalakas sa atin. So it's not about sleeping all day long. It's not about not eating or kaya parusahan mo yung sarili mo. Rest is, wow, you are excited to be yourself before God and finding His ministry for you. Saan po tayo mag-rest? No? Sabi po dito, in our affliction. Si Jeremiah po was called the weeping prophet because he saw in his generation 70 years in captivity. Siya po ay napatapon sa Babylonia. Nakita po niya. And then minsan bumalik po sila. At minsan din sa time na yon ng captivity ay pinababalik-balik po siya sa Israel. So nakita po niya ang misery, nakita po niya ang hirap ng mga Israelita. Because of their disobedience. And Jeremiah kept on prophesying, kept on ministering to the people. Pero taingang kawali po ang mga Israelita. Talagang they don't listen. And they chose their own way, no, away from the Lord. And then si Jeremiah talagang he kept on weeping and crying to God for 70 years in captivity. In the time of affliction, ang sabi po niya sa Lamentations chapter 3 verses 19 to 24, I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gale. I will remember them and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for Him. Are you in affliction? Are you in sickness? Are you in trouble? Are you in sorrow? Are you alone? Are you lonely? You are afflicted emotionally, mentally, physically, no? Spiritually, you are afflicted. Parang gusto mo talaga magka-breakthrough, pero parang hindi mo pa maranasan. Pero ang sabi po dito ni Jeremiah, I remember my affliction and my wailing. Hindi po niya ito ninegate, hindi po niya ito inavoid. But affliction and wandering and bitterness is not the end for him. Kasi sa bawat umaga ng 70 years na iyon, ang nakikita niya ay ang katapatan ng Diyos. Marami po sa atin ang natutulog dahil natutulog tayo sa with a troubled heart at nagigising tayo with a troubled spirit. Alam niyo, marami sa atin ang pinipilit natin magpahinga despite we have pain, no, suffering in our physical affliction. At pagising natin, meron na tayong takot na gaano na kaya yung pain na naramdaman ko kahapon? Gaano na kaya yung pain ngayon? So sobrang natatakot na tayo, pero yun, ang nakita po ni Jeremiah, yes, he remembered all his affliction, all his bitterness and pain, Pero gumigising po siya sa bawat umaga, ang sulya po niya ay ang katapatan ng Diyos. Kaya here in Crossroad, sa bawat umaga po natin, sa bawat pagsikat ng araw, kita natin, sumisignal ang Panginoon at kumakaway siya, sinasabi niya, I am with you. I am faithful. And Jeremiah said, you are my portion, therefore I will wait for you. Sa panahon ng affliction, 70 years po sila, naghintay po si Jeremiah. Why? Because he knows God is faithful. Ilang taon na po kayo naghihintay ng kagalingan? Ilang taon na po kayo naghihintay ng breakthrough? It doesn't matter how long, what matters is each day you have God who is faithful forever. Amen. Ang sabi po ng isang song na napakaganda ng mensahe, this is also shared by Pastor Edmund Chan. Sabi niya dito, the title is, You Are Sovereign Over Us. There is strength within the sorrow. There is beauty in our tears. And you meet us in our mourning with a love that casts out fear. You are working in our wailing. You're sanctifying us. When beyond our understanding, you're teaching us to trust. Your plans are still to prosper. You have not forgotten us. You are with us in the fire and the flood. You are faithful forever, perfect in love. You are sovereign over us. Even what the enemy means for evil, you turn it for good. You turn it for good and for your glory. Even in the valley, you are faithful. Amen? So let us rest in God's faithfulness in the time of affliction. And also let us rest in God's faithfulness in time of temptation. Meron tayong mga tukso sa buhay eh. Pero sabi niya sa 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can enter it. So we are not temptation focused. We are God's faithfulness focused. So doon tayo nakatingin. When it comes to temptation, talaga pong sinabi dito na no temptation has overtaken you. Ibig sabihin, mayroon talagang temptation, pero walang temptation na kaya kang gapiin. Mas malakas ka sa temptation. Sa paanong paraan, if you rest in God's faithfulness, you don't fight on your own, you don't fight on your might, you don't fight on your knowledge, you fight looking, resting, believing that God is able to overcome and to really give you a way out. Overcome it for you. So sabi dito, when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so you can endure it. So find God when you are tempted. When you have temptation, look for the exit. Look for the cross. Look at what Jesus did on the cross. At doon ang daan para tayo maligtas. Rest in what Jesus had done on the cross. Walang temptation na hindi niya in-overcome doon sa cross. Lahat po ito, pinagwagian niya po sa atin. Kaya mga kapatid, na po, pagka tayo humarap na sa mga tukso ng buhay, manatili rin po tayo na magtitiwala sa Panginoon. Let's rest in this. Lord, save me and bring me. Kargahin mo na ako palabas dun sa exit na yon. And not only God is faithful in our affliction, in temptation, but also in our failures. Ayun, bumigay na tayo, nagkasala na tayo. Pero ang sabi po niya sa 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all our unrighteousness. Rest in the forgiveness of the Lord. Rest in the faithfulness of God that brings us remedy, that brings us healing from all our sins. Kaya po, sa kasadlakan po natin, sa kalungkutan po natin na nabigo natin ng Panginoon, bumalikwas lang po tayo at yakapin natin ang Diyos ang binibigay niya po sa ating kanyang katapatan. At ang katapatan po niya ay may kaakibat na kapangyarihan na siyang nagpapatawad at naglilinis po sa atin. Not only that we rest, no, in God's faithfulness in time of affliction, temptation, failures, but also in our divine calling. Sabi po sa Hebrews 3:1-2, "Therefore, holy brothers and sisters who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house." Remember this, mayroon po tayong mga pagtawag sa ating buhay. Ano po ba yung divine calling natin? Ito po yung design ng Panginoon sa atin. We are called to, like for me, I'm called to be a wife, to be a mother, to be your mentor among the women, to help the church in the training, in the education. Meron din pagtawag sa akin ng Panginoon sa pagtulong sa orphanage. These are God's purposes and God's divine calling for me. These are not works. Hindi po ito trabaho. Ito po'y calling. Ito po'y design ng Diyos. At ang sabi niya po dito, si Jesus, meron din siyang calling. At nung pumarito po siya dito, kanya pong tinupad ang kanyang pagkatawag. Ano po yung pagkatawag sa kanya? To become our Savior, to become our Master. Tinapos po niya yun with great faithfulness. At sa human form, sino ba ito? Si Moses. He was faithful in all God's house. So si Moses, hindi siya nakatapak sa promised land. But grabe po yung faithfulness ni Moses sa Panginoon. And this is our calling, mga kapatid. Ano po bang pagtawag sa inyo? Kayo po ba ay isang asawa? Kung kayo po ay isang asawa, maging matapat po tayo. Hindi po tayo nag-asawa for companionship or for sense of belongingness. Disenyo po ito ng Diyos sa atin. This is His call for us towards godliness. And therefore, the ultimate mission, the ultimate goal to our relationships, to our human relationships, is to be faithful, just like Jesus is faithful. Sa ating po mga trabaho, whether it is sacred or secular, we are called to be faithful. Kung kayo, mga anak, nag-aaral, you are called to be faithful into your studies, to the superiors that you have, God had given over your life. We are called to be faithful. Kaya, let us rest in God's faithfulness. We don't strive and we don't thrive over these uncertainties in life na sa paraan po natin, kundi sa paraan ng Diyos. Makita po sa atin ang katapatan ng Diyos palagian. Kung hahanapin po natin ang katapatan ng Diyos, huwag na po tayong lumayo. Tumingin na lang po tayo sa ating asawa. Do we see God's faithfulness in our husband, in our wife? And most especially, when our family looks at us, would they see God's faithfulness in us? Let us be rested in God's faithfulness, becoming faithful into His divine calling to us. And last is to declare His faithfulness. Not only that we celebrate His faithfulness, not only that we rest in God's faithfulness, but last, we declare His faithfulness. Show to others how to trust God. Pakita po natin sa ibang mga tao paano pagtiwalaan ng isang Diyos na matapat. Psalm 89 verses 1 and 2 says, "I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself." Isang bagay po na maipakita natin ang katapatan ng Diyos sa actions, no? Pagbibigay ng tulong, pagbibigay ng mga ayuda. Pero primarily, yung sinasabi po dito, declaring His faithfulness, it's about telling, it's about speaking, It's about really becoming intentional to open up a conversation in your company, in your school, in your colleagues, among your friends. Start up saying, I am a believer of a faithful God. I am a Christian. I am a disciple. Speak about Him. Sing about His great love. It's not just about yung mapakiramdaman na lang. Bahala ka na magsabi kung Christian nga ako o hindi. Kung hindi ikaw mismo, you boldly say, I am a follower of Jesus. You wear still Christian t-shirts. You still play Christian music, no? At hindi ka nagka-camouflage when it comes to, ayan na po, iba't iba na po ang mga nakakasama natin sa mundo. Ipakita mo, ipamalas mo, sabihin mo that you are a Christian, that you are a follower of the Lord. Let others see and hear that God is faithful through your testimonies, through your words, through your intentional witness of Jesus Christ. Alam niyo po, mayroong isang missionary in Africa na nagkwento tungkol sa isang matandang babae. Ito po, matandang babae na ito ay bulag. Ayan. Siya po ay bulag at hindi nga po siya makabasa at hindi rin po siya makakasulat. No? And, pero dun sa kanyang puso, simula nung nakilala niya si Jesus, she wanted to share her newfound faith with people. So, nagpunta po siya dito sa African missionary po na ito. At ang sinabi po niya na, pwede bang buksan mo yung Bible ko sa John 3:16? In French po iyon, no? At pwede bang i-highlight mo ito para sa akin? At alam niyo pong ginagawa ng matandang babae na ito na bulag? Pupunta po siya dun sa mga schools. Ayan. And then, tumatawag po siya ng mga estudyante. At kapag lumalabas na po yung mga estudyante, isa-isa, tumatawag po siya at sinasabi niya, marunong ka ba magbasa ng French? Ayan, sasabihin niya, tatanungin niya po dun sa bata. And then sasabihin ng bata, yes, pwede bang pakibasa mo ito sa akin, nakas? So babasahin po ng bata iyon. And then sasabihin na po ng matandang babae na, alam mo ba kung anong ibig sabihin ng verse na ito? Alam mo bang ibig sabihin ng John 3:16? And this woman, this blind elderly woman, would begin to share her faith about Jesus to these people. Alam niyo po, after a long time, sinundan po ng missionary na ito ang buhay po ng babae na ito sa kanyang pagbabahagi, pag-evangelize, kahit siya'y bulag, kahit siya'y matanda na. Alam niyo po, out of so many boys that this elderly woman, this blind woman, shared the gospel with, mayroon pong 24 school boys who turned out to become pastors. We never know gaano ang kapangyarihan ng salita ng Panginoon na manunuot at sasakupin ang isang buhay, no? Dahil ito'y talagang tunay na makapangyarihan. But it takes a blind and an elderly woman na lipas na sa kanyang henerasyon na makipag-usap sa mga batang lalaki na ito. So, pari paglipas ng panahon, John 3:16, the very word of the Lord spoken to these boys became alive and became seeds of salvation, deliverance, greatness, and they turned out to become pastors. God is faithful through all generations, but we need to declare it. We need to speak out the very word of the Lord, the faithfulness of God. God is faithful to every generation. He is faithful to the builders, to the baby boomers, to the Gen X, to the millennials, to the I generation, and to the coming generations. Let us celebrate His faithfulness. Let us rest in His faithfulness, and let us declare His faithfulness. Mga kapatid, When was the last time you celebrate, truly celebrate God for His faithfulness? Truly looking at the promise keeper, truly looking and adoring the one who is faithful forever. Have you ever had this moment? Sana po bago matapos itong October, we can have a moment really to thank the Lord and to really pour out our thanksgiving to Him. At siguro nga po, kukulangin ang ating buhay, ang ating mga salita to declare His faithfulness over our lives. Let us confess for the times we limit God's faithfulness to blessings. Masinahanap natin, sinusukat natin ang katapatan ng Diyos sa mga pagpapala temporal. Kaysa tingnan ng Kanyang dakilang gawa at kamangha-manghang gawa ng Kanyang katapatan even in times of affliction, even in times we are confronted with temptation, even in our failures, and even in our day-by-day walk with Him. Let us confess, huwag nating hanapin at sukatin ang katapatan ng Diyos sa mga bagay na mailalagay lang natin sa buhay natin pansamantala. Hindi ang mga bagay na magdadala sa atin magpasawalangan. Let us submit to God and His faithfulness that we will rest in His faithfulness knowing that He is sovereign and He knows what's best for me. Maaari po gawin natin ang mga bagay po na ito. If you are celebrating God's faithfulness today, just applaud and key in your words of appreciation. I will give you a moment. I will give you time, a minute. Just thank Him, praise Him. Share your heart emoticon, your hands praising to the Lord. And let us celebrate. Iba po siguro sa atin, we celebrate in tears. But what matters is you acknowledge, you recognize that you have a faithful God. Can we say sorry to God? Not looking at Him who is faithful, but we are just after the blessing. If we say sorry to God when we say, Lord, hindi kaya tatapat, hindi po yata ako sinasamahan kasi may sakit ako, kasi may problema ako, kasi may kakulangan, kailan ka ba magiging tapat sa akin? God is faithful in all seasons, at all times. And submit our hearts to Him. Simula ngayon, we will begin to declare His faithfulness. Therefore, anuman po ang iahasik po nating mga salita ng Kanyang katapatan sa ibang mga tao, imagine na po natin, this will become a seed of God's faithfulness throughout the next generations. Shall we all together pray? Hallelujah, God, we celebrate Your faithfulness, declaring that You are faithful forever, in the past, today, and even in the future. Lord, You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the God of Moses. You are the God who is faithful forever, and You are the God who is faithful today in our present time. Oh, Panginoon, marami pong salamat for showing Yourself mighty, great, Lord, in Your faithfulness to us. And we thank You, Lord. Kulang ang aming salita, kulang ang aming buhay to celebrate Your faithfulness. But today, Lord, in humble adoration, receive, Lord, our gratitude to You. And Lord, we humbly pray and acknowledge and ask for Your forgiveness for all the times, Lord, na minimeasure namin ang katapatan Mo sa mga panlupang bagay, sa mga temporal na bagay. At tila, Panginoon, hindi ka namin ma-celebrate, hindi ka namin mapasalamatan, hindi ka namin makita, Panginoon, dahil napupuno ang aming mga mata, ng aming kung sorrow, ng aming affliction, ng aming self-centeredness, ng mga paghaharap namin sa aming mga sarili. Lord, patawarin Niyo po kami. And Holy Spirit, we pray that You wash away all our eyes, and therefore today we begin to see God in His faithfulness, and we begin, Lord, to see the beauty, the power of His faithfulness, that once we rest upon this, Lord God, we will become secured, confident in these uncertain times of our lives. And Lord, help us, oh God, anoint our lips, anoint our mouths, anoint our hearts, so that every day we can declare your faithfulness. Help us to sing about it, to declare it, to speak about your faithfulness to every person you are bringing to us. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness. We celebrate your faithfulness and we rest in your faithfulness. To you be all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So allow me to share with you po our reflection questions. In what aspect of your life you experienced the faithfulness of God? Why did you say so? Saan pong bahagi ng inyong buhay na experience ninyong katapatan ng Diyos? Bakit niyo po yun nasabi? Number two, think of ways how you can celebrate, rest, and declare God's faithfulness in your situation today. The Lord bless us all, and to God be all the glory.